On this program of great songs, we'll hear the composers at the piano. One of the best pianists is Ned Roram, who at the age of 77 still is a fine pianist for soprano Carol Farley in his songs to the poems of Walt Whitman. We'll hear two. Walt Whitman poems set by Ned Roram and sung by Carol Farley. The pianist was the composer Ned Roram. Another composer who often performed as the collaborative pianist was the Russian Georgi Sviridov, who lived from 1915 to 1998 and is heard here with Irina Arkhipova in Presentment, the poetry of Pushkin. Another word for this poem is foreboding. The poet calmly awaits his fate. Does it include his loved one?
Thank you.
That was Georgi Sviridov, composer and pianist, with Irina Akipova in Sviridov's Song to the Poetry of Pushkin, Presentiment. Now to France and the famous composer-pianist Francis Poulenc. We'll hear Sanglot with Pierre Bernac, the baritone. Sanglot is from Apollinaire's Banalité, Sobs, it would be the translation, the cries of unhappy love. Pierre Bernac with Francis Poulenc, pianist and composer of Sanglots, or Sobs, the poetry of Apollinaire. Now to perhaps the most famous composer on this edition of Great Songs, Richard Strauss accompanying Hilde Konietzny in Du meines Herzens Krönelein, one of Strauss's very famous songs that translates, "You are the crown of my heart." Even in comparison with all others, still the beloved stands out. Hilde Konietzny was the soprano and Richard Strauss the pianist for his song Du meines Herzens Krönelein, recorded in 1943 for the radio. A rare recording, of course. On this program of Great Songs, the song composers as their own pianists. Next we'll hear the Armenian-American Alan Hovhaness. Not only is he the composer and pianist, but he wrote the words, too, from a set of songs called Love Songs of Hafiz. We'll hear Where is My Beloved?
Thank you.
Where is my beloved? Words, music, and piano accompaniment by Alan Hovhaness with Ara Barbarian bass. Henri Salguet was a French composer who lived from 1901 to 1989. Salguet was also a gifted pianist, and you'll hear proof of that as he accompanies his own song, Le Jour Où la mort viendra frapper à la porte, the day when death comes to knock at your door. The tenor is Paul Deren. Salguet, pianist and composer of the day when death comes to knock at your door, with tenor Paul Deren. That rare recording is from a radio broadcast of the late 1950s. Now for something very current. Jake Hege has written an opera recently performed in San Francisco. Now you'll hear him as the pianist in one of his own songs to the poetry of Emily Dickinson. I shall not live in vain. The soprano is Renee Fleming.
If I can stop one heart from breaking, I shall not live in vain. If I can ease one life the aching, or cool one pain, or help one fainting robin unto his nest again, I shall.
I shall not live in vain. The poetry of Dickinson, the music of Jake Hagee, the soprano voice of Renee Fleming, and the pianism of the composer Jake Hagee. Let's hear him again as composer and pianist, this time with Friederike von Stade as both the poetess and the mezzo-soprano from a set of songs called Paper Wings. We'll hear Bedtime Story.
Must have been a dream. Again a breeze, a tiny
Jake Hagee, pianist and composer, with Frederica von Stade, mezzo-soprano and poet, in Bedtime Story. From this recording, made in 1999, let's go back to a vintage recording made 71 years earlier, 1928, for the Rinaldo Hahn song, L'Exquise. The Paul Verlaine poem would translate The Exquisite Hour. As you can expect on this edition of Great Songs, the composer is the pianist. The soprano is the beautiful Ninon Balin. Balin was the soprano, Rinaldo Hahn the composer and pianist in that 1928 recording of L'Exquise, Exquisite Hour, exquisitely performed by both those artists, even through the hiss of the old 78 recording. Well, now to a recording made approximately 1972. This is a series of recordings made by Hermann Prey with the composers at the piano. We'll hear Ernst Krenek, who lived from 1900 to 1991. The song is called Unser Wein. This is a trip through the wine country of the Austrian Alps.
Wein von Wien und Gumboldskirchen, der von Krems aus der Wachau, dann die von Baden, Soest, Hofstetten und der Rote von Vöslau. Und weiter dann im Süden unserer Steiermark, das Hochgewächs von Luttenberg. Zu meinem meist verachtet von den Fremden, wie das meiste, das wir haben, weil zu anspruchslos im Äußern ist die Gabe. Ist köstlich unser Wein, nur dem, der ihn zu finden weiß. Nichts ist so schön, als wie im frühen Sommer durch das Weingebirg zu gehen, wo aus unabsehbar schrägen Flächen sich still und unverdrossen an den grauen Stecken grüne Männlein aufwärts klimmen. Weiße Rehbäuche sind schmuck und zierlich unterbrechen ihre holde Pilgerfahrt. Und noch ganz oben, wo schon der schwarze Nadelwald herrschen will, drängt sich ein schmaler Weinberg zwischen die Föhren. Sich der Sonne bahn.
The title of that song, Unser Wein, Our Wine. It was the words and the piano playing of Ernst Krenek. He was also the composer. Triple threat there, the baritone Hermann Pry in that 1973 recording. On this program of great songs, sampling the fine pianism of composers in their own songs. From a set of poems of Emily Dickinson, we'll hear I Was the Slightest in the House. Leo Schmidt is the pianist and composer. The soprano, Rosalind Rees.
Thank you.
Rosalind Reese was the soprano, Leo Schmidt, the pianist and composer of I Was the Slightest in the House, the words of Emily Dickinson. This is a set of poems of Emily Dickinson that Schmidt set in 1989. Let's hear another one. This is a bit faster paced. Through Lane It Lay, Through Bramble. Listening to great songs. This a chance to hear the pianist who is the composer of these songs. That was just now Leo Schmidt with the soprano Rosalind Reese in his own song Through Lane It Lay, Through Bramble, the words of Dickinson. Next, songs of Lee Hoiby, the baritone, is Peter Stewart. We'll hear a poem of Walt Whitman that Hoiby set in 1988, Beginning My Studies.
Beginning my studies, the first step pleased me so much. The mere fact consciousness. These forms, the power of motion, the least insect or animal, the senses,
Beginning My Studies. It was set by Lee Hoiby, who was also the pianist, and the baritone Peter Stewart. Earlier on this program of great songs, we heard The Triple Threat, where Alan Hovhaness was the composer, poet, and pianist. Now we'll hear all four, the singer, poet, composer, and pianist, from one source.
like you all to know, I'm a famous gigolo. And of lavender, my nature's got just a dash in it. As I'm slightly undersexed, you will always find me next to some dowager who's wealthy rather than passionate. Go to one of those nightclub places, and you'll find me stretching my braces, pushing ladies with lifted faces round the floor. But I must confess to you, there are moments when I'm blue, and I ask myself, whatever I do it for. I'm a flower that blooms in the winter, sinking deeper and deeper in snow. I'm a baby who has no mother but jazz. I'm a gigolo. Every morning when labor is over, to my sweet-scented lodgings I go. Take a glass from the shelf and look at myself. I'm a gigolo. I get docks and bonds from faded blondes every 25th of December. Still I'm just a pet that men forget, and only tailors remember. Yet when I see the way all the ladies treat their husbands who put up the dough, you cannot think me odd if then I thank God I'm a gigolo.
It's a daring person who attempts all four: poetry, composing, singing, and pianism. But you just heard it there in that Cole Porter recording of I'm a Gigolo. To close this program of great songs, we'll hear Das Rosenband by Richard Strauss, poetry of Klopstock. The Rosy Ribbon. The poet discovers his girl asleep and decorates her with ribbons. His life hangs in the balance, but not to worry. When she awoke, her gaze assured him. Richard Strauss, the pianist, Alfred Perl, the baritone.
Schatten fand ich sie, da band ich sie mit Rosenbändern. Sie fühlt es nicht und schlummerte. Ich sah sie. Mit den Rosenbändern, da wachte sie vom Schlummer auf. Sie sah mich an, ihr Leben hing mit diesem Blick an meinem Leben. Und uns, ward's erlebt.
Strauss, the pianist and composer of Das Rosenband. The baritone was Alfred Perl. And I'm your host and producer of great songs, Gary Hickling.